This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Guerre up early in the morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you August 28th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this latest edition of this podcast, this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, all things K-State athletics, Kansas City. Kansas State University. Oh, woo! This is your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to listen to this women's soccer preview edition of this episode. Again, we do our best to cover all things K-State sports, not just focus on two sports because, hey, that's what everybody else does. But we do talk football and men's basketball, but we try to go outside of that and try to get you caught up on the latest of athletics there around Kansas State University, home of the Wildcats, folks. So there's that. Hold up, the cost of recording early in the morning. Later on tonight, K-State women's soccer resumes their four-game road trip swing. This time, they're going to be taking on UMass Lowell. And I thought we played this team last year, if my memory is correct on it. I think either it's that or the baseball team, one of the two. But anyways, tonight, K-State will take their undefeated record to UMass there as they will take on UMass Lowell there for the very first time in school history between these two schools there as well. But what a start for this team. You couldn't ask for a better start for this women's soccer team, obviously, under a new regime, new era. Head coach Colin Corbin, 3-0-0 to start the season. And this game will be on ESPN2 tonight, 6 o'clock, Lowell, Massachusetts. So that's why. All right, so Lowell, Massachusetts, 6 o'clock, ESPN Plus, John Avino and Thomas Cinerella. I might have got that. Hey. All right, so there's that. Colin Corbin, she will take on UMass Lowell for the first time herself as well. So this is the first game between these schools, and this is game four. And then, of course, we'll talk Harvard, which that's going to be on Monday on Labor Day. Between me and K-State sports, we got a big Labor Day weekend coming up, folks. So that I don't touch on Harvard right now because that's on Monday. But UMass Lowell for the American East. UMass Lowell comes in this matchup 1-2-0 so far in 2025 there as well. So here we go on that. So if K-State wins tonight, if K-State women's soccer wins tonight, they would set the longest winning streak in program history. I'm afraid to put that in existence, but that's what's on the line tonight. And they'll tie the school record with that as well. And of course, last time the women's soccer team was on the soccer field, they shut out South Dakota 2-0. Oh, by the way, they put their shutout streak on the line as well because they haven't even allowed a goal yet in 2025. Thanks to a tenacious defense and, of course, a talented goalkeeper in Maddie Sibling, who won Big 12 Goalkeeper of the Week last week. That episode's out on the Pro Project Podcast feed. There as well. So you got that going on. Hannah Palmer has been outstanding so far through three games. so you have that. Allison Marshall scored the last time K-State played there as well. Yeah, Maddie Sibling, three straight shutouts start season there as well. And she is the second goalkeeper, K-State goalkeeper, in the first since 2018, Emma Malsey, to register three consecutive shutout wins and going for a fourth, an unprecedented fourth shutout against UMass Lowell tonight. So we'll see what happens there as well. And K-State down here, the K-State ladies women's soccer team we're talking about on this podcast, on this episode, one of only four teams in the nation and one of two teams in the Big 12, that along with Arizona, not to allow a goal. So Arizona, K-State, yet to allow goals here in 2025? Will that continue tonight? We'll have to find out on ESPN Plus. And K-State now for the sixth time has ended the month of August with a winning record. So regardless of what happens tonight, K-State loves, they're going to be sad to see the month of August go away there as well. So either way, how this matchup plays, they're going to leave August, the month of August with a winning record. This is Eddie Greer here for the Pearl Project Podcast. Per usual, all things K-State sports preview of UMass Lowell. Tonight, K-State soccer takes their undefeated record on the road, on the line, and also on the line, putting their shutout streak on the line. There, so like I said, we'll talk Harvard over the weekend and get you ready for that. That's going to be on Labor Day on Monday there as well. So that's what's going on right there. So that's kind of, let's see. Yeah, so we already talked about that. Yeah, so going back, if you just joined this podcast, we'll rewind back a little bit. Here, so I'm kind of scanning over some notes here. Yeah, so I mentioned the three shutouts, right? If you're just checking in to women's soccer, right? Go back to opening weekend, shut down Oral Roberts and Portland State, and then in their last game, like I said, blank South Dakota. And funny enough, all these games, 2-0. If you would have told me that, or had that on a bingo card, I would have told you no, absolutely not. All three of these games have ended in 2-0 scores. And the fact that K-State, the soccer team, knows how to play in the second half, 5 of its 6 goals this year have come in the second half of these games. So, and of course, the other one coming, striking first against South Dakota. So, I would like to see K-State score like they did against South Dakota, get one on the board early so they can just chill out. Well, not chill out. That's the wrong word. So they can kind of relax and attack like they've been doing to start of the season and not let this thing go to the second half. Because, look, yeah, I mean, I get it with these things. Sometimes, you know, these things get drawn out. But, again, you like to see this team be a little more aggressive in the first half and not wait until middle of the second half, do something there as well. But hey, so far it's worked. But again, if there was adjustment with this team, I just think to kind of loosen things up a little bit, I think you gotta try to attack a team like UMass Lowell. So I think like they did against South Dakota, get on the board, and then from there you just press attack. From there as well. But I've been impressed to this so far through 3 games. And this K-State women's soccer program loves the month of August. They're going to be sad to see it go. But so far, head coach Colin Corbin definitely loves what she sees. But again, she's talked about room of improvement there as well. And so, and I said this in the beginning of the season, I like defense as it is anyway. Because it's not a defense. It's putting the ball in the net. It's been an issue with this team. Defense, whether, no matter who the goalkeeper is, I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about somebody's offense, the offense putting the ball in the net, and then you just set the tone a little bit, and you cut it loose on the defensive end. So that's what I was looking for going into this season with this program. And so far, this soccer team, this ladies soccer team, K-State, has done a tremendous job and looking to keep things moving along here. We'll see what happens, obviously, tonight on the road. Again, keep this in mind. They're not at home. They're not going to be at home for another 3 games, as I talked about throughout the summer. This is an interesting stretch of games for this ladies soccer team. So, again, you're up in Massachusetts tonight, and then you're staying up there, potentially staying up there. I don't know their travel obligations, because you gotta stay up there because you gotta play Ivy League squad in Harvard on Labor Day on Monday morning early. It looks like 10:30. So yeah, so that'll be interesting there. I know it's Thursday, so they might just fly back home and then go back up there. I don't know what their itinerary is on that, but I do know the itinerary for tonight is KC will look to keep their shutout streak intact and look to continue their winning ways, early season winning ways, and to wrap up the month of August as tonight they take on UMass Lowell tonight at 6 on ESPN Plus. The K-State women's soccer team 3-0 to start off the 2025 season. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. And fresh content on Podbean, baby. Yes, sir. Officially, fresh content on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDDID Apostles podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, number 3 EDDID Apostles podcast. For more coverage of the Cats, me and Alex A did record that. It is up now on the feed. But you have to download the Podbean app to access that coverage. Again, G-R-I-E-R, number 3 EDDID Apostles podcast. For that content. There, as we talked, more Iowa State and put the closing touches on that, and now it's on to North Dakota, which you're gonna hear a pregame of that. I'll record that later on tonight, and I'll have that ready for you guys going into the weekend. And of course, no surprise, I did see this before hopping on the mic early this morning. Construction yet again around the campus. So again, pay attention to what y'all doing, K-State Nation. So that's my advice to you on that. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State, UMass Lowell tonight for the K-State women's soccer team as they look to continue their winning early season ways tonight on ESPN. Plus, this has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.